Morgan's further ahead than he was last week. I think for obvious reasons, he has practiced more than the medical report in the morning. So that's you feel good about that. But how he comes in here tomorrow and what goes on the next 48 hours will be the key if he plays.
Did he do much in team today?
A little bit. We wanted to avoid what we had him last week, so we made sure that the necessary reps went to the right guys.
How important would it be to have him out there?
Oh, he's like your quarterback back there. I mean, he's got the most experience, and I thought he's had an excellent training camp. He's really taken the leadership role, to another level compared to past years. So, bless you. He's just a very, very good football player. I mean, he's obviously makes a difference when he's in there.
How about Sittenhouse coming along?
Josh, I thought Josh, looked good today. He was limited. You're dealing with a lower back, and, hopefully he comes in here tomorrow and, has progressed the way he has the last couple of days.
You guys are considerably heavier based on the NFL numbers that they put out last week. Was that just kind of the way things worked out, as Ted might say, or was there a method to putting together a heavier team?
Man, that's great. That's good stuff right there. I wasn't aware of that. So it's just the way it worked out.
Do you feel Chris Banjo is ready to play if you need him to?
Yes, I feel Chris is ready to play, and he's had a good week of preparation. He's done nothing but answer the bell every time he's been given an opportunity. So I look for him to take a step this week like all of our rookies need to. The guys that got in the game last week, it was a good experience for him, and I wanted to learn from it. I think he'll definitely do that.